Imagine feeding 120 million children a day. That's what India's school lunch program does. Yesterday, we reported that the program also helps boost the number of poor children enrolling in school. That's one of the tangible benefits of India's school lunch program, but it may have another benefit in some schools, reducing discrimination. Ritu Chatterjee returns to a village in the state of Haryana for her story.
It's mid-morning, and students are in classrooms at the village school, listening to their teachers. In another corner of the school, cooks are busy inside a two-room kitchen. At a kerosene stove, one cook fries some spices in a giant cauldron. Another woman brings in a big bowl of sliced onions and garlic and dumps them in the pot. The curry they are making will be served to the children later with freshly cooked rice. And the vast majority of the children will sit next to each other on mats and eat the food, just as they do every day. But that wasn't the case in this school when India's lunch program launched here about a decade ago. Ram Niwas Jangra has been teaching at the school for 14 years. Initially, some children refused to eat the food, he says, because they belonged to higher castes, while the cooks came from lower castes, mostly Dalits. That's the group that was once known as untouchables. When the school asked the kids why they were refusing the food, Jangra says they replied that the cooks were unclean. Now, this idea of people belonging to lower castes being somehow dirty is deeply rooted in the Hindu caste system. Traditionally, people in the lower castes did jobs considered unclean, like tanning leather or cleaning people's homes, even removing sewage. For centuries, those from higher castes have refused to share food or drink with people from lower castes. Affirmative action and education have reduced discrimination in recent decades, but caste-based prejudice still exists, especially in rural areas. Jangra, the village school teacher, says the parents and children who initially rejected the school food eventually relented, but only after the teachers convinced them that cleanliness was a priority for the school meals. We had to present our cooks as role models, he says. We had to show them that they come to work clean and wash their hands before cooking. Shakuntala has been cooking at the school for the past 4 years. She belongs to a caste called Valmiki, considered one of the lowest in the caste hierarchy. She says she's never faced any problems at this school, but she recalls a time not too long ago when discrimination was rampant in the village itself. When we went to work on a farm, she says they served us water in separate pitchers and gave us food on separate plates. But now, she says, things have changed. People are fine eating together, she says. For example, her neighbors belong to the Jat community. It's a higher caste, the predominant one in Haryana. But, Shakuntala says, the two families often eat together. Education has changed things, she says. People were illiterate before, now they're literate. Now the school kids drink out of the same pitcher. Shakuntala thinks the school lunch program has also made a difference. She says most of the cooks are from lower castes, but no one objects to them cooking or serving the children. When the school bell rings and children gather to get their free lunch, I watch them sit side by side and eat together. Among the students are two girls sitting next to each other. They eat out of the same plate as they chat and giggle through mouthfuls of food. They are best friends, these two 12-year-olds. The girl named Sumit is the cook Shakuntala's daughter. Her friend Mohit, who's taller and fairer, is a Jat. And yet, the girls tell me they eat off of the same plate every day. Is this enough food for both of you? I ask them.
Yes, ma'am.
There are no systematic studies to prove this. And yet, most of the economists and food rights activists I spoke with say this is one of the program's intangible and unexpected benefits. Economist Jean Drez is at Ranchi University in the eastern state of Jharkhand.
It's kind of a socialization experience for children. You know, they learn to sit together and share a meal, irrespective of class and caste.
Now, this doesn't mean that people no longer discriminate against lower castes. A random scan of newspapers reveals that caste-based discrimination is alive and well, especially in the state of Haryana, which often makes headlines because of caste-based violence. But Drez says the midday meal helps move things a little further in the right direction.
Which is very important in a society as unequal as India, where there's a long historical legacy of all kinds of social inequalities.
The idea is that if children of different castes can be taught to sit and eat together on a daily basis, it makes caste a little less important in their lives. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, Bhawani Khera, India.
And I've got Ritu Chatterjee on the line from India. And Ritu, that sounds pretty hopeful, but I'm curious how the program is working in other parts of India.
Well, Carol, it is hopeful. And in many parts of the country, as people I talked to said, you do see the kinds of positive changes that I highlighted in the story. But that's in no way true for many other states, especially some of the poorer states and states where in general caste discrimination is high, like Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. So you heard in my story that Dalit women work as cooks in these schools in Haryana. But in many other states, there's been a resistance to allowing Dalit women to get hired as cooks. Then children from lower castes are served food at the end. They are asked to bring their own plates. They are often served less food. So it's caste discrimination is often, it often plays out at the midday meal in certain states, some of the poorer sort of backward states in the country.
So Ritu, you know, you lived in the U.S. for several years and you're back reporting in India. What was it like reporting this particular story?
You know, living in the U.S. For the past several years, most of the stories one often heard about was all of the positive changes going on in the country. India is developing, people's incomes are growing. But this series, working on this series, was very eye-opening, introduced me to parts of India that I wouldn't go to otherwise. I'd read about widespread hunger, about malnutrition, but seeing what that's like with my own eyes, meeting people, going to their homes, and seeing that all that they get to eat day in and day out is wheat bread and a little bit of garlic and chilies mixed together as chutney, no vegetables, no eggs. That was very, very eye-opening. I mean, I sort of have a much better sense of what hunger is like. And also really humbled by, you know, despite all its imperfections, how well the midday meal program has done in terms of providing nutrition and a well-cooked meal to millions of India's poorest children. So to sum it up, I would say it was a very eye-opening and humbling experience.
Interesting story, Ritu. Ritu Chatterjee is a reporter based in India. Thanks so much, Ritu.
Thanks, Carol.
Ritu's reports on India's school lunch program were produced with help from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.